You're listening to A Jet Tour Through the New Testament with John MacArthur, author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Each day on this program, John looks at the main point, the big idea of one of the New Testament's 27 books. Today's broadcast features the Gospel of Matthew. So, John, what's the primary focus of this book, the first in the New Testament?
Matthew is concerned with setting forth Jesus as Messiah, the King of the Jews. Matthew is concerned with an interest in the Old Testament kingdom and the promises of the kingdom that run through this gospel. And Matthew's signature phrase, the kingdom of heaven, occurs 32 times in the book. So what we find in Matthew is the credentials of Christ, the genealogy of Christ, that he is the heir to the kingly line. And then he demonstrates that he's the fulfillment of dozens of Old Testament prophecies. Matthew offers evidence to establish Christ's right to the throne. And all other historical and theological themes kind of revolve around this one. Obviously, Matthew is presenting Jesus Christ to Israel as Christ presented himself to Israel. And that means that there's going to be conflict in the Gospel of Matthew. And obviously, the conflict between existing Judaism and the right of Jesus to be the reigning King and Messiah becomes the theme of Matthew's gospel, ultimately ends in the crucifixion and then the triumphant resurrection and ascension of Christ to glory. Matthew then presents, of course, Christ as a victorious king who will one day return on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
Thanks for listening to A Jet Tour Through the New Testament with John MacArthur. I'm your host, Bill Wright. For more information about the 33-volume MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.